Hey, it's Seamaster again from Cross Border Gaming. It's about 3:17 in the morning Eastern Standard Time here. I'm almost done editing CBG09, but I'm gonna stop for now because it's getting pretty late. Figured I'd say how I spent my Friday, which I spent waiting for a guy from our local buy sell forum Red Flag Deals to show up and sell me a Super Nintendo with 13 games, which I will promptly take a picture of after. See, one thing, and this is the worst thing that a person can do to me, is that don't waste my time. Like this guy, I had to. I was supposed to meet him up on Tuesday, right? Because I took the day off work, not just for that, but for other reasons too. And the guy didn't bring the friggin' system. And where I told him to meet up with me, which was downtown close to his work, it's like he said he didn't get a confirmation email from me. I don't know how many hours of confirmation he needs, but I personally think that giving a person a notice on Saturday and having them bring the system on a Tuesday, I think is sufficient for any normal, intelligent human being. But some people apparently are not as, how you say, sharp and don't get it. This dude didn't, so I don't know. All in all, the system is not discolorized, which I'm very amazed of, which means I gotta keep that thing out of sunlight or in UV rays. But it's gonna need a cleaning though, otherwise. But the plastic is not discolored, which is a good thing. Actually, on GameDebate.net, I linked a website that explains the whole discoloration thing on the Super Nintendo. Which there's a logical explanation for, because it's not just the Super Nintendo that discolors. There's old Macintosh systems also that discolor, as well as some older IBM machines as well. Spent Friday night, had a couple of drinks, not really too many. Played some video games with my girlfriend. Introduced her to Bully, because she was having too much trouble with Grand Theft Auto 4, so I figured I would give her, GTA 4 Lite, which is Bully. Same control scheme, but easier missions and, of course, simplified combat. But seems that even that seems to be quite a bit of a learning curve. Maybe she was just tired or under the influence, I don't know. But other than that, nothing else. I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter are mentioning, or it's an auto. Response, I guess, or an auto tweet, which is for the site called WeFollow.com. I am not going to join the train like my good friend H Bomb did, as well as CheapyD, because this website mainly is for people like who don't have a life that have to go through this. For instance, why do I give a shit what Ellen DeGeneres is tweeting about, or what kind of medication Britney Spears is on, or what Oprah is saying, other than I'm swimming in money, or if Ryan Seacrest is, I don't know, having fun with autoeroticism, or what the hell Shaquille O'Neal thinks, other than looking at the playoffs. I mean, honestly, look, I'm looking at the. Gotta make sure I got enough time here. I'm looking at the top celebrity ones, and that is Ellen DeGeneres, Britney Spears, Oprah, Ryan Seacrest, and the real Shaquille O'Neal. Let me ask you something. What do I give a shit what these people are tweeting about? Okay, I have my own life. I don't need to follow some fucking celebrity online to see, you know, what's up with that. It's like so stupid. And why the hell would I want to follow P. Diddy, who, mind you, has put himself under entrepreneur? You mean talentless motherfucker who can't fr who has to sample songs in their entirety and then freaking re-release them as like the biggest shit ever? You gotta be kidding me. As you can probably tell, I don't like Sean P. Diddy Combs very much, or Puff Daddy, which actually still makes him sound a bit more masculine. But well, that's enough ranting for tonight. See if I'll put up something else tomorrow. Later. Peace.